Good evening, Audio Boobies. Here we are for Eurovision Boo number 2 from Barks Cub. Got to run through this quickly. Apologies, it's 24 hours late. Had a nightmare with heating. Anyway, here we go. Cracking on with semi-final 2 that's taking place next Thursday. Again, at 8 p.m. British summer time, live on BBC 3. Without further ado, let's go for this. Here we are. Bosnia and Herzegovina. It's a folksy song, sung in English, relatively forgettable. Moving swiftly on, Austria, they're back for the first time in ages. A cappella, good chorus, very X Factor final winner's song, and very Mariah. Don't think it's going to get through, it's a bit bland. Followed swiftly by the Netherlands, a very good male sung ballad, which is unusual in this competition. It's a lot of women singing ballads. Bit Bon Jovi solo song, and it's a little bit rocky and gravelly, but it might get through. Belgium, absolutely dreadful. They're only notable because they aren't using any recorded backing track or instruments. It's all beatbox, but it's crap as a result. Followed swiftly at position number 5, Slovakia. Twins, very pretty song, good vocals, but it does end up, it has a good start, but it does end up being a bit bland. Next on the list, we have Ukraine. Bland, samey, been there, boring, shite. Simple as. So number 7, Moldova. It's a joke rock song. It's awful, it's dreadful, and one of the lines is talking about convertible Prius. Give me a break. Number 8, one of the favourites, according to a number of my Eurovision friends, but I don't actually see this. Sweden. Starts off channeling Boney M and the X-Files theme tune, turns into a god-awful Americanized accented thing by Eric Sada. It's really dreadful. It sounds like Dane from 2004, really. Having said that, next up, Cyprus. Earliest chosen song this year, back in September 2010. It's Greek and English. It's got quite a narrow appeal as a result, but it's a very nice song. I think it'll get through on the strength of being quite folksy, quite sedate, and stand out as a result. Next, Bulgaria. Rock, native, nothing special. Number 11, Fyrom, also known as the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, or Lex République Yugoslave de Macedoine, doing it in French. It's dark, it's folk, it's native. Long intro, awful rock, sounds as though the guy smokes 60 Gauloises and is channeling Johnny Halliday. Anyway, again, sets up the stage brilliantly for one of my absolute favourites. She is back, Dana International. Lest we forget, Diva La Diva. She's singing this time a very similar song, very similar structure. It's quite sedate in between, some quite hard-hitting choruses. The main verse is sung in Hebrew, except for the first one, which is also done in English. An English chorus, very easy chorus to remember. And it's absolutely brilliant. The video is really good as well. Look it up on YouTube. Followed swiftly by blandness itself, very middle of the road, it's Slovenia, number 13. Number 14 in this final, Hotel FM singing Change. Do you know what? This is actually a bit of a surprise. It's modern, it's a jazzy pop, sort of Buble-esque type thing, a very clear vocal, lovely melody. So it actually, I think it'll get through and they might be a bit of an outsider. Followed by Estonia, modern, unusual, memorable, good melody, very good hook. It's a bit of an unusual subject. It's about an address, 1273 Rockefeller Street, but very nicely sung. Think it will get through. Number 16, Belarus. Ethnic chant, standard fare, boring, dull, next. Number 17, Latvia. Risque song in terms of the lyrics, which is a surprise from them. Good chorus, standout vocal, actually. Very clear, nicely sung. Then we have number 18, Denmark. Again, one of my favourites. Very good, great chorus and hook, easy to follow. It's what the Swedish song should have been. It's sung by New Tomorrow. It's called A Friend in London. It's absolutely lovely. It's better than Sweden, which is far too overproduced. And then finally, last but not least, in this semi-final, we have Ireland. It had to happen. It's Jedward singing a song called Lipstick. It actually really suits their voices. It's quite distinctive, so I wouldn't be surprised if it gets through on the sort of quirk factor. As a song, it's bloody awful. It's totally overproduced, and it'll be interesting to see if the Eurovision voting public puts up with the notoriously dreadful live vocal performances, which, of course, they have to do in a Eurovision song contest. So we'll see how it's going there. Managed to get through that a lot quicker, and hopefully this is the only time I have to record this, whereas it took me 4 or 5 attempts last time. I will be doing something about the final. I'll probably do one later tonight, or actually tomorrow or Sunday, about the big six that are actually in there, so the winner and the others, just to cover those off, and then I'll cover my favourites later in the week after the semi-finals are finished. Hope you've enjoyed it. Speak to you soon. Bye.